Okay, let's get into Trumas Daf Ayin Zayin 77 as we continue here in the eighth parak of Maseches Trumas Parak HaIsha Shehaisa, and we are in the Dafim of Gilui of revealed wine, leftover outside wine and milk and water, as we had the Mishnah in this parak, which again, how do we get into this? Because we spoke about what happens if Truma is left Nizgala. What do you do with it? Even though there is a mitzvah to eat Truma, and there's a warning to take care of the Truma and not to destroy it, but if it's usher to drink or usher to eat, so then there's nothing to talk about. Then you can't, there's a danger. So we had at the beginning of the parak, we had all the different discussions on Daf Ayin of what happens if somebody finds out in the middle of eating Truma. What happens if it's in your mouth? Do you spit it out, not spit it out? So again, that's also an issue of there's Truma in a certain situation. Do you eat it? Can you take care of it? Do you spit it out? And then we have the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalet, which is all about Shlosha Mashkin Asur Misham Gilui, and from that Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalet, we've had all of these Dafim relating to issue of Gluyim, some interesting stories that came up, and now we continue some of the protection that we try to do on Ayin Vav Mabez in order to make sure that the Nechashim are not getting in. So we spoke about if somebody puts it into a chest, somebody puts it inside a chest, did you check beforehand, then it's okay. If you didn't check beforehand, it's not. So let's start with the word Lagin. Lagin Sheinichu, five lines up from the bottom, on Ayin Vav Amid Base. Lagin Sheinichu Beshita Table Migdal. What happens if you have a flask that you put into a box or into a chest, v'shchacho, and you left it there, meaning you had a hesachadas, v'chazer mutzah oaser, and then you find it afterwards as oaser. Why? Because you didn't check beforehand. You don't know when you put it into the sheet of the table migdal, maybe there was a snake there, and maybe it deposited some of the venom. But if you checked first, you checked the sheet of table migdal, and it was empty, and then you put it in there, then you closed it up, then it is mutter. That is mutter, as long as you checked beforehand. Chad uvda asakumi Rebbe. One time there was a story with Rebbe. Bechad dechamte megale umachasi. That one person saw a snake go into a thing with a cover and lift up the cover, slither underneath, and go and get some wine. Omar says so that would ruin like everything, even the covers. Right, we just said that if it's covered, then you check beforehand, it's okay, you don't have to be choshesh. And now we just said that there was one time, there was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, saw this, was told about this. Omar, but Rasha Zen is Nikalkal Esakisuyin. Well, because of this one Rasha, that's what they call the Nachash, the Rasha. Have a Rabbeinu Bachai we have in Emor? Let's see if Shmini. The Kala is a Kisuyin, because of this Russia, we're going to be Mekalka the Kisuyin. Meaning the halacha is the halacha. The halacha is, even, remember we started off this sugya. The whole thing is very far-fetched. So now we say a cover is going to work. So now we have far-fetched, Sheba far-fetched, that you're going to have a snake that does this, and therefore you're going to say that even a cover is not going to work. You're going to need like two coverings and sealed and glued. And so Rebbe says, we don't have to be choshi so much about that. So again, we're machmer v'pikuach nefesh. And Chabir Sakata Meisura, we take it very seriously. But, there is a limit, and we're not going to go overboard. And if somebody is, it's Shabbos, and they just have the chalent, and they know they always get heartburn after the chalent, and they feel a little heartburn and they're coughing a little bit, I have to go to the hospital. Right? If somebody stubs their toe, I have to go to the hospital. We try to calm them down. We have to say, it's a toenail. It hurts a lot. Again, if there's any chash or suffix of a pikuach nefesh, then fine. But if not, we try to calm that down. Even within pikuach nefesh, we go as far as we think is reasonable, but not beyond that. So again, that's the message maybe that Rebbe says, that even if you have a one-time thing, we're not going to undo it. Okay, but the Gemara just ends off. Amar Rebbe Mana Lo Mistavra. It's not logical. Dala in this case. Hahi Uvda Dahu Aser. Right. Wouldn't make sense that in the case where you saw the snake go in and deposit the venom, then that case is going to be Aser. Even though you're not choshish for it, but we're still going to say that is going to be usher. It says Reb Chaim Kadievsky, v'chi lo mistaver to bahach uvda. In that case, sheroo shemegale umechase afil lo reinu shosa usher. If you saw the snake went in, even if you didn't see the snake actually put the venom in and drink from it, what an usher in that case? Because that's, we saw it. we saw it. So not something to worry about. Interesting, in all these cases, the Gemara calls it, they all call this Nachash the Rasha, right? The Rasha, right? So right, he's the source of it all. He's the source of it all. He caused death, so to speak, to the world with Adam and Chava. But remember, Rabbeinu Bachai says in Shmini, you know, if the Nachash is so bad, and I'll just add to his question, and in all these stories, he's called a Rasha, so why isn't a Nachash Mitame? Like, remember the Shmona Shratzim? There are 8 Shratzim. Many animals are not kosher, but only 8 of them give off Tumah, or an Avatumah, Shmona Shratzim. So that's the name of the parak in Masechta Shabbos. So Rabbi Bachai says, why isn't the Nachash one of the Shratzim? You have the Choled and you have all these other ones. The Nachash is so bad, he's a Rasha. So the Rabbi Bachai says, this goes on our list of Durachea Darche Noam, that we don't want anybody to think twice before killing a snake. And, you know, snake is coming there, oh, I might become Tameh, you gotta be careful. Remember the Gemara and Yuma, we like to quote, people are more makpid on Tumah V'Tara sometimes than they are about Shvichas Damim, right? So, we don't want anybody to think twice. So, the snake's not Matameh, just get rid of the snake, right? And therefore, Durachar Dachinon, we don't want people to have any thoughts, and therefore, that is what we say. And the Rishon, and that's an example of a Rishon bringing in Durachar Dachinon, where Chazal did not say it. Where Chazal did not say it, but, no, that's where Rabbi Bachai says. Maybe the Sefer Chinuch has another one. Durachar Dachei Noam, by a Kohen becoming Tamei for his 7 relatives. We know a Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei, Tumas Meis, Issa Daraisa, but he's allowed to, and we Paskin, he has to. Machlokas Tanoim. We Paskin, a Kohen has a Chiv to become Tamei for his 7 relatives. Not a Kohen Gadol, but why? The answer is, Durachar Dachei Noam, to go to your parents' Levaya. Right, to go to the siblings' Levaya, and therefore, Durachar Dachei Noam, we would allow, the Torah's ways are sweet, and we would encourage and even mandate the Kohen going to his family's Levaya. So again, that's in terms of the Nachash. 2 examples. There are many other examples in the Rishonim, right? That maybe one more. Remember the case of Tosus and Yevamis Daf Beis. Tosus and Yevamis Daf Beis, where the Gemara talks about. You know, we know that there is an Isser, if there's a Chiv of Yibum that kicks in, but if there is a situation where one of the women is Usser, Mishum and Isser Kares, so that's the first Mishnah, that then all the women are off the hook in terms of Yibum and Chalitza. So the Gemara says, what about if one of the women is a Nida? So then we should say there's, for right now, to do Yibam to the Nida, Usser to do Yibam, but what? And then she's going to be able to get married, and then in a week from now, if you know something is going to be undone, you don't say that once it's undone, then the Chiv of Yibam kicks in. Achos Isha, or Tosfos discusses the issues of Nida. So again, Tosfos there also uses the principle of Durachar Dachei Noam. We don't want people to get messed up in their marriage situation. Okay, let's continue. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. New, but not new. New section, but not new section, because the Gemara is going to relate. It's interesting, in the Bavli, this section is not related to Mayim Gluyim, but here in the Yerushalmi it is. Why is there an Isser of Chalav Akum? Chalav Akum. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Chalav Shel Goy. The milk of a Goy. We know there are different areas where Chazal said that the different foods of a guy are aser, bishul akum and chalav akum and pas akum, all of these halachas. So pas akum, you know, lamaisa is a chumra. Pas akum is a chumra. It's not a din because it was Rishonim say it was gzeirah shein hatzibur yochol lamod bo, and therefore by pas that now it's a chumra to have pas yisrael. Again, as long as you know all the ingredients are kosher. But it's a chumra. Bishul is based on chasnus, based on intermarriage. Bishul akum. Right, that's what the Gemara says, because we're nervous that if we cook to you, she cooks dinners, and then the families are going to get close, and the son's going to marry the daughter. That's by bishul. But chalav, what's the reason chalav akum? The Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah, on Daf Lamed Hey or so, that the milk, if a non-Jew milks a cow, I'm not allowed to drink that milk. That's not because of chasnus. I don't think that, you're going to give me a cup of milk, that's going to cause a lot of, closeness. If you cook me dinner, it's going to cause closeness. But milk? No, milk, we're nervous that the non-Jew put in some non-kosher milk. Right, he wants to sell a bottle of milk. Maybe he ran out of the kosher milk. He wants to sell a whole bottle. So put in some non-kosher milk. So if he lets you see the milk that he milked and he brings it to you, so that is a That is a worry. I feel like I saw in the quote in the smock. The smock says it's not just that we're worried that he's going to put in other milk, but maybe he didn't clean out his bottles from non-kosher milk before he started milking, right? So maybe there's going to be some non-kosher milk in there. That's the smock in Shin Lamed Aleph. Shin Lamed Aleph. V'tzorach she'yeh Yisrael. The smock is not just a sefer mitzvahs. In some of the mitzvahs, he has halacha. So here too, and there are some halachas that are based on smocks. Right, the whole issue of one of the sources for the minhag of Ashkenazim not to eat certain types of legumes on Pesach comes from the smak as well. Comes from the smak as well. That minhag. Okay. Anyway, v'tzarach sheYisrael sham b'sha sheYaskel lachlov v'yira she'ein b'kli shum davar v'yachar kach im Yosef v'nechras boter. So it's clear that that's what he's worried about, that there must have been something in the kli beforehand, something in the kli beforehand. Okay, but either way, so we're worried about not kosher milk being mixed in. So says the Gemara, that's the Gemara says here, Chal Jesu Goy Lama Asur Mepnei Ta'arobes Pei Metveya. Right, you're worried about that chshash. Vitaninan, and Gemara says, Omidu Goy V'cholev Be'eder, a goy is allowed to milk, V'Yisrael Omid Al Gabav Ein Achoshesh, and Yisrael is there, Omid al Gabav, or the language in the Bavli is that the goy, the Jew is on the side of the field, and even if the Jew, the language of the Gemara there, and this might be what the Yerushalmi is saying, just not as clear, even if the Jew is sitting down and he can't actually see the goy milking, but if he would stand up, he would be able to see the goy milking, that's good enough. That's good enough because we assume the goy is what's called mirtas. The goy is nervous to mix anything in because you know the Jew can see if he would stand up. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis in the Bavli. Kima de ki ka'i chazilei. So if he would stand up, he would see irtuse mirtas v'lo marabe. And that's the possible, that's what we hold. So you don't, the Jew doesn't actually have to see the milking. He just has to be in a state of mirtas, that the goy will be nervous to mix anything in because the Jew would see. And that's the halacha of a Jew sitting. A Jew sitting on the side if he would stand up. Basically, what is that saying? That's an example of a case where even though the Jew didn't see, it's as if he saw. It's as if he saw. Because, you know, we could, mirtas. Right, that's there's no din of actual re'ia, but re'ia based on yediya, right? So this is like a even, or I should formulate either it's ki'ilu re'ia, or sometimes you don't need re'ia, you just need yediya. So usually re'ia gives you yediya. You see it, so you know it. But sometimes you can have a case where you don't have re'ia, but you have yediya. You have yediya. I know you have that sometimes cases of edus. Right, the Gemara says, if you see Kedet, the last daf in the first parak of Makkos, right, you see Kedet, what do Edom have to see for Maisas Nus? They have to see the actual Maisas Nus, Kederach HaMenafim. Kederach HaMenafim, meaning a man and a woman are naked in bed together, that's enough, that's all, you don't have to see more than that, that's Kederach HaMenafim. That's Yediyah without Re'iyah. So, that's what it says here too. And that's the basis of the famous, this is really famous, of the psak of Rav Moshe. Right, a couple of the psakim, the Rav Moshe, that affected the entire world, and that's the Chol of Yisrael psak of Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe says, well, nowadays, because in our modern countries, you have FDA regulations, and companies won't mix in any other milk besides cow milk, or else they'll lose their license. So that's also an example of Yediyah without Re'iyah, and that's considered Chol of Yisrael. Where there's no heter that, oh, I don't drink Chol of Yisrael, and therefore that means that I don't hold that of that halacha. You have to drink Chol of Yisrael. It's not a chumrah like Pas Yisrael is a chumrah. Right? Chol of Yisrael is not a chumrah. That's a din. But Rav Moshe says, Yediyah without Re'iyah, just like the sitting at the edge of the field. Right? So too, based on the companies. That's Rav Moshe's, word where he talks about, Yoredeya Aleph Mem Zayin. He wrote this in 1954. Tavshin Yudalid. Ubedvar Achalav Shala Companies. B'medina seinu yish pikuach memshala v'miyarbu chalav t'beimet t'meya ye anshu. They'll be fined, and then their company will be closed. V'gam yasgiru se esek shalaim shalachin bevade mirtas v'la'ariv yish kam gadol lahatir. Right, there's a big reason lamatir mishum de'ikir di'yedia berura hi kiri'ya mamish. As if you saw it, and Moshe goes back on the tshuva again in another tshuva later on. But again, this is the first reason that. The issue of Chalav Akum comes up because of the worry that something's going to be mixed in. So if that's all that it was, then it wouldn't be here in Maseches Trumas. But why is this in Trumas? Because of the next line. There's another reason given here in the Yerushalmi. Rava b'shem Rav Yehuda, Rav Simon b'shem Rav Yishua ben Levi, Cholav shal goy lama asur, mipnei hagilui. Because you're nervous that the guy is not so makpid about cholav gluyim, right? And that's just like with a mayim less loaves it. Maybe the milk was left out, and therefore he's going to give you milk, even though it might have some venom in it. Remember, cholav was one of the liquids they got to be worried about. It says the Gemara of Yamid, why don't you make it into cheese? Make the milk into cheese, because the venom does not take part in that process, and it flows to the top. So make it into cheese if you're not sure, and then you'll be able to see the venom on top and just remove it and skim it off. So that's what the Marafolda says. V'yamid ashe yakpi l'gvina, v'az yuchal lahagbiya ha'elyon. Shaha eres otsaf lamala, o omid kishakaba lamala. Okay? Kishikva lamala. I'm sorry, kishikva lamala. It's a layer on top. So the Gemara answers, Amar Shul bar Yitzchak, bar Rav Yitzchak, mipnei ha'iris sha'omi ben anakavim. Not all the venom is going to flow to the top. Right? There are holes in the cheese. So it might be sitting in some of those holes. Shlosha arasim hein, because after all, the Gemara says there are three ways that venom act in the three types of snakes. Eris shokea, eris saf, eris omeid, kisvacha milamala. Some venom, some poison sinks, some floats all the way on top, and some is somewhere in the middle. So it'll go onto the holes in the cheese, and therefore, making it into cheese is not going to help. Good. B'yomeid, Rabbi Yirmiyah's galyan, ginase de sidra ruba. In the days of Rabbi Yirmiyah, there was a gigiyasa, a barrel that was left out of the sidra ruba in the base madrash. Right, the base medrash, there was a big barrel that was left out. Shas and kadmai v'lo maison. Right, the people drank for a minute, and they're like, oh, maybe they didn't know about it. How they drink without knowing? Maybe they drank and nothing happened. They didn't die. So everybody's like, okay, great, it's a good one. Achrenu maison, and the later ones drank from it, and Rechman al-Slan died. Ani Omer says Rabbi Yirmiyah, eiresh shokeh haya. Must have been the sinking one, and therefore that's why the first guys didn't get it, and the second ones got it. Palya havin b'chakla. There were workers in a farming area, in a chakla, in a field. Is Galias Kulsa Demaya. There was a pitcher of water that got revealed, again, left out. Vishjan Minan, they drank from it. Kadmin Velo Maison, Akhrin Maison. The first ones drank from it and nothing happened. And the later ones, you know, was affected. Ani Omer, Yeshokeh Haya, same thing. It must be from the one, the type that sinks. Good. Vitani Kane. Also, we have the following brisa. In the Tosefta, Chavish, and his galas of Achin Avatiach Shenikar, if a barrel that was left out, or Avatiach, remember Avatiach means some kind of melon, might not mean what it means today, but Nikar, that got punctured, so you're worried that there was a bite taken out by a snake. V'achlu v'shasa rishonim, even if some people ate or drank from it, lo yochlu v'yishtu achronim. The later ones shouldn't. Ani Omer, you eshokehu. Right, you have to be nervous whether there was venom in there. Yain shen is gala v'shasim v'no asar b'nei adam. Even if 10 people drank from a bottle of wine, a barrel of wine, asur locha v'lishos achrayan, ani Omer, you eshokehu. You have to be nervous that it's the kind that sinks. The kind that sinks. There is a, we had some shiurim, and we're going to have again, a shiur of bittel. If there's so much, we mentioned the difference between a kli and the karko, let's get back to that. But there is a big discussion. Is there bittel by dvarim sha'asura mishum sakana? It's machlokas about on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Right? So we're not drinking mayim gluyim today, but maybe we are, because the Shulchan Aruch says we're not choshish about that. But if you remember, there are other things that we do that is also based on mishum sakana. What about, the Gemara says that we don't fish and meat. Right, fish and meat, that's some type of sakana, saras, assuming that is still applicable today, that most people are still makbid on that halacha. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, even though we don't understand the sakana, but we have a separate fork for fish and meat. Is there bittel? Is there bittel by dvaram sha'asura mishum sakana? That's a big discussion of the poskim, the taz on the page, and the Pesachei Tshuva discusses, because you might say, chamir sakata meisura. It's more chamor, so bittel shouldn't work. And others say, yeah, but we don't even know about what this danger is. Right? This has to do with certain types of Worcester sauce that has some fish in it, and people like to have that with their meat. So is there a certain amount that is too much that you can't have it? So that's why there's an OU fish label. And if it doesn't have that, so if it still has the little fish, then they rely on that there is bittel in there, and it's such a small amount that it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, that's a discussion in the postgame. Shlosha mashkin atzer mishum gilui v'chulus. Remember the Mishnah had back on Daf Ayin Dalid, the beginning of our whole discussion. The Mishnah had that there are three mashkin. Right, the Mishnah said water, wine, and milk. Water, wine, and milk, and all other liquids are okay, are mutter. But here the Brisa says that we're going to add on a few more. Chamisha mashkin ein b'hem mishum gilui. Right, there are five mashkin that don't have gilui, mashma that all others do have. Right, five don't have a problem of gilui. Hatsir, fish brine, v'amurias, v'achomets, vinegar, v'ashemen, v'hadvash. I guess vinegar, if it comes from wine, you know it wasn't gilui before it became vinegar. V'ashemen, v'hadvash. And those five don't have a problem. B'shimin Ozer, B'shimin Asers. Shimon says, I don't know, I think those have a problem too. But we skip the word bitvash. Modim Chachamim l'Rabbi Shimon, B'shiro Ozo no care. But the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Shimon that if you see the snake poking his head inside into these liquids, then I wouldn't take my chances. Usually the assumption is that the snakes aren't interested in these liquids. But if you see a snake is, so then you have to be choshish for that one. Rav Chinah bar Papa avis biyadit slochis didvash megalia. Rav Chinah bar Papa wants that in his hand, a bottle of revealed honey. Lo aspik mishol, and he was going to ask about it. Adam afas biyade. All of a sudden he sees the bubbling. He sees the venom that's, you know, doing its thing in the honey. So you see, even Dvash might have it's not impossible. Not impossible. Rav Ishmuel. So we're about to comment on a Tosefta that we only quoted half of earlier. Remember that on yesterday's daf, we said that if you put something, you put a flask in a box, it's a problem unless you check the box beforehand. If you check the box beforehand and there was no snakes, then you're good. You put it in the box, you're okay. But the second half of that Tosefta, that was not quoted in our Gemara, but the Tosefta in Shrumis, in Zion Chaf, if you put it in a Troclin, in a huge room. Troclin's like a ballroom, right? Remember the Pruzdar and the Troclin in Pirkei Avos. So if you put it in the Troclin, even if you check the whole room beforehand, you still got to be nervous. Because the Troclin, it's just a room. Afilu mitsuyar misuyar hareza aser. Right, even if you checked it. So the Gemara is about to say, well, what's the difference between putting it in a box, where checking it before and is okay, and putting it in a big room? Rav Shmuel Traveon Amrin, Nitna Rishus La'arez Libaka Mipanav, Vlo Nitna Rishus L'Kli Libaka Mipanav. Kind of says, snakes can get through dirt and the ground, right? But it can't get through a kli. If you have a closed kli, we don't assume it got into the kli that was sealed shut. But somewhere in the ground, you know, it could get through. Even though you looked around, you didn't see anything in the room first. It could get through. Rabbi Chiya Rabba, Rabbi Shimon Barebi, Haben Yasmin, they were sitting, Bechad Beis Azlu Marmarin. They were sitting in a room that was totally covered. Marmarin is marble, right? It was totally tiled. The whole room was tiled. Amrin, Efter Duhu Mischami Acha. You think we can see a snake in here? Is it going to get through the tiles? Vischami. And they saw one. Amrin, Baruch Hu Shabacha Ben Bechachamim. Blessed is Hashem who chose the rabbis. Right, we have a lashon like this at the end of Pirkei Avos. She'amru nitna rishus la'aretz libakim mipanav, alo nitna rishus l'kli libakim mipanav. You see, the rabbis knew there's a chash that it could come through the floor. They'll find a crack, even though we don't have to assume that there's a crack in the kli, but there could be a crack in the ground. Rabbi Yanai avi midcha minei sagin. Rabbi Yanai was very scared of snakes. Midcha minei sagin. Right, Rash Mara Folda. Yarei mimenu ma'od. He was a nervous of snakes. Vavi Yosef Arsei al Arba Mirushin Damyin. He put the legs of his bed into cups of water. Right, the four legs of his bed. Right, reminds us of Nachamish Gamzu. Remember the Gemara in Tinus. He didn't have any legs or arms, so he wasn't scared. He just didn't want the bugs to get on him. But as he put it into the bowls of water, and guess what? Didn't work. Chadzman, one time, Pasha Yadeh, one time he was like stretching out his arms in bed. V'yashchei Gabeh, and he looked, and there was a snake next to him in bed. Ashchei Gabeh. So he's like, what is this? Amar, he said, I guess if Hashem wants that there to be a snake, there'll be a snake there, and I shouldn't be doing things that are not common or acceptable behavior. Amar, Arimin Mineh, just, I guess, take out the cups of water. Shomer Psayim Hashem. What we spoke about in the last year. Yeah, this is acceptable. People have beds, so I guess I'll have to live with that. So again, that's the Shomer Psayim Hashem. If you guys saw, I mentioned a few yesterday. I mentioned the smoking issue and other behaviors, but I saw the Pisrei Tshuva also mentions this. I mentioned before that the meat and fish, is an issue. We know meat and milk is an issur d'rabbanan. What about fish and milk? What about fish and milk? That's not in the Shulchan Aruch. That's in the Beis Yosef. When a certain Sfardim, Sfardic customs have, are choshesh for that too, right? They don't have cream cheese and, whatever, the Sunday morning lox and, cream cheese, or a tuna melt. That's not in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Beis Yosef. The Shulchan Aruch says beferish. Dogim v'chagavim, beginning of Pezayin. Dogim v'chagavim, ein bohem isra afilu midrabanan. There's no Isra even midrabanan to have fish and milk. And fish and milk. So the Pische Tshuva there quotes some tshuvas that say, maybe it's also to have fish, milk. Why? Mishum dechokar itzel chachmei arofim. They checked the doctors. The dafka dogim hametuganim imchem amutalechal. If it's fried, that's okay. Aval dogim mevushalim bechalav yishbo sakanas choli. The dogim mekarim ma'od. Maybe there's some type of danger here. And he continues. And he says, Ayin Shuvas Chasam Sofer, Shekasav, right, that's the Chasam Sofer's line. He says, the Rambam doesn't quote it, and the Rambam was a big doctor. Right, that's the Chasam Sofer's line. V'kachas v'frim agadim, and he quotes, but all at the end of that piece, says the Pische Tshuva, V'nira li, t'ha idna shekola olam avashlam gamim chalav shari. Right, everybody cooks fish and eats fish and milk. T'kiva t'dasha barabim, shomer psoim Hashem. So the Pische Tshuva, Yoredeya, Pei Zayin, Tess. Pei Zayin Tess, that's another example of Shomer Psalm Hashem, that's quoted there. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Again, there's a whole shir on that, but we'll just quote a couple of examples. V'kamu shir nekev. So, how big of a hole, if you have a flask that's closed up, how big of a hole is a chshash, that maybe a snake got in there? Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Rabbi Chanina Machvi Bey, he showed on his fingers Machvi Bey Hachin Amar Rosh Etzba'ik Tana, right, the tip of my little finger, that's the size of a hole, that's a problem. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Barva B'Shem Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Ad Kadesh Shelo Yitikanis Rosh Etzba'ik Tana Shal Tinok Ben Yomo. It can't be one that the tip of a little point of a little finger of a baby, which is a smaller shear, Latocho. Right, it's got to be that small. Right, if it's anything bigger than that, so then that's a problem. It's a problem that you think the snake might get in. But says the Gemara, Philip Hachas Mikan, Hu Alil. What are you talking about? The snake can get into a hole smaller than that. Right, so what do you mean? The tip of my pinky? Snakes can get into a case smaller than that. Ella, says the Gemara, no. Delo Yada Dehu Nafik Lo Alil. We think that snakes are pretty smart. Right? We know the snake sees a little hole. So he can get in there. But the snake thinks to himself, is there going to be a place to turn around? Is this a dead end? Because if it's very little, I can't turn around. Snake doesn't know how to go backwards, according to this Gemara. Right? So, if he's not going to go into a tiny little hole, if he doesn't think there's going to be a traffic circle at the end of the place to turn around, so that's why even if he could fit in, he's not going to go. Right? There's Mara Folda. The kibushani yodeim yis hapech sheyuchal lachzer v'latzeis lo yikanis lachachili. He won't go in. Okay, we'll have to ask the snakeologists about this. V'manekev katan kol kach nistapekum yachal latzeis v'ino nechnas. He doesn't go in. That's why, even though a snake could fit in, but we don't have to be worried about it. We'll see at the end of this time. Maybe the next year we'll talk about, again, the discussion in the Rishonim that I mentioned already yesterday about the chachma of a snake. The chachma of a snake, that's discussed in Bereishis. Okay, but first we continue. Hadin salta, but if somebody has a basket, afilu katan kama aser, a basket, even if there are tiny little holes in the basket, smaller than the ones above, that's aser, why? To alu bahada, v'nafik bahada. Because a basket, there is place to turn around. It'll go in one little hole, come out the other side. There are a lot of little holes. So that you would have to be worried about. Hada salkusa. What if you have a kli that's hanging from the ceiling? Afilu duhu tal yakama, even though it's all the way up in the air, asura duhu mishtal shel. Yeah, you're still nervous because maybe the snake will go up and slither on the ceiling and then go down the little hanging thread and then go into the kli. So just because it's hanging in midair does not mean that there's no worry. Good. So what did the Mishnah say? How long of a hesach hadas you have to have where you don't see it, right? Where it can come out and drink. Ezu makav karov, how close is that? Amar Shmuel me ozen chavis ulapia. If it's from the ground underneath where the handle is to get into the cleat, meaning very a few inches, not too much. V'lo chamile, wouldn't you see him? Wouldn't you see him though? V'lo amar bichanina min katanu ushvifon shmo, as we had earlier. There's little snakes that are called shvifons. Udoma l'sara. It's like the size of a barley seed. Remember, that was the case we had before. Who was it? Rabbi Zeira, who kept his hand on the kli, and he says, she's the shvifon on the outside, and he says, gotcha, see, you, Russia, you, right? So, it's gotta be very close. Good. Shira Mayim Amagulum Bechulu Tani. So remember, the Mishnah had already made chilukim between the ground and kelim. The ground that stays cooler, kelim is tani. Hamayim Bikarkos Arboim Saw. Water in the ground, 40 saw. That's the shear. If it's 40 saw, so then it's nothing. The venom loses its potency. Rabbi Chemya Omer Kadesha Tehei Chavis Shel Shayatin Mismali Mehen. A smaller shear. Right, to fill the barrel of a sailor. Fill the barrel of a sailor, that's the amount of that would be mavatel in the ground. Hayayin bein bekin bein bekarko is kolshu. But wine, I guess, is more potent if it's in wine, and therefore, no matter how much wine there is, you know, if you're worried that the venom went in, it's still usser. Hayayin kolvanshu toseis ein bo mishem gilui. But during the fermenting process, when the wine is fermenting, so then the snake, we assume, doesn't go in, isn't interested in that, and therefore you don't have to be worried about that. Kama toseis, how long? Ad shloshi yamim, 3 days of tesisa. Umaisa shenimsa nachash besada bar shel yayin. One time they found the nachash next to the bar. Uba maisa, that was fermenting. Uba maisa levnei rebuyuda behiter. Rebuyuda was matir. Because he said, if it's fermenting, nothing to worry about. Ma'ayan calls Machu Moshe Chayim Bo Mishem Giloi. A ma'ayan, meaning a natural spring, if it's moving, there's no issue of Giloi. As long as it's moving, you don't assume the snake got in there. Amar Bishol Benosha Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka, Maisa Shara Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, Yetzar Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka, Abba, Labes Shari, he went down to that place. Vehareu Gibi, he showed him Gibui, little pits of water. They were very small, only 3 lug of mayim in each of them. But the rain kept dripping in. And he bent down, and he took water from there. Why wasn't he worried about mayim gluyim? Right, there are these just little puddles. He says, you don't have to be worried about this. There's no gilu here. Why? Ruchai Kudievsky explains, because the rain keeps dripping down, so then the nachash stays away. Right, he won't go into an area that's being dripped in, and therefore, no worry about that. Okay, we'll stop by Vaad Heichan, and Hashem, we will continue next time. One more daf related to issues of gluyim, and then we'll get back into issues of truma. We'll stop here.